Yehovah, the only wise God. Our lives are in your hands. Make us today what you want us to become, and help us to remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh. That's better. If you have no boil in your hands, two of them, and no injury of any sort, put your hands well together. Well. That is for some. That's for some. Now do the one for Jesus. Thank you very much. Please sit down. Fathers, this is your day. We thank God for you, and we thank your wives for supporting you. I saw one of them, one of the women here, with beard and mustache. Praise the Lord. She forgot the role she was going to play. God bless you. Thank you for your messages, and thank God for this church. Steady growth in number, steady growth in spirituality, steady growth in everything that is good. May God continue to bless you in the name of Jesus. If you look at Genesis chapter 4, something makes me happy there. Genesis chapter 4, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. In the process of time. What does that mean? What does it imply? In the process of time. Yesterday I was at a wedding. I was invited to a wedding. And the couple showed joy in everything they did yesterday. I believe that today they'll be going for Thanksgiving service. And then by this time next year, we will be counting in the process of time. 1 year. In the process of time, it came to pass. I am using the King James' version. I know that in the modern translations, this thing may have changed. But in the process of time, it came to pass. When the scripture speaks of it came to pass, it means that a change has occurred. Here, at the birth of this child, I have gotten a man from the Lord. This is the first people born into the world, Cain and Abel. Adam and Eve were created by God. Adam and Eve now lives together and have their first son, Cain. And in the process of time, have their second son, Abel. At that time, that first child, Adam was very happy. I have gotten a man from the Lord. He was very happy. He was very glad. He was very thankful to God. And in the process of time, another child came. In the same process of time, the two sons made up their minds what to give to God. In the process of time, they decided to give of their best to God. In the process of time, something happened. In the process of time, that joy on the first day when Cain was born, that joy was no longer there. In the process of time, it came to pass. You know, our text this morning is taken from the passage we read for the only Bible passage read today, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. And we find here an example of in the process of time. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 22 and 23. And when he had removed him, when God had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. I have found a man. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. When we read the scriptures, and God says, I have found a man after my own heart, that person must be special. And I looked at the scriptures to find what happened when David was chosen as the king. Please go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16. This is the passage that tells us what God did to select David. To save our time, we go straight to verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6. And these were the sons that were presented to the prophet. The prophet was to speak the mind of God. And it came to pass, again, a selection of time. When they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. The sons of Jesse are being examined to see the one God has chosen to become king of Israel. The first, Jesse called, no, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And Samuel said, neither had the Lord chosen this. That's the first interview. The second one, verse 9, Shammah passed before the prophet, and the result, neither had the Lord chosen this. The third child of the seven sons came, passed through, neither had the Lord chosen this. Until verse 11, and Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Praise the Lord. There was a thorough search for the next king for Israel, the second king. There was a thorough search. And when he did not arrive, God continues to look for him until he arrived. And immediately he arrived, the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. God was sure about whom he has chosen to be the next king for Israel. He refused all others presented to him until this young man was presented to him. And he urged the prophet, arise. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. You know, one thing I have found, this same man whom God took time to select and called him a man after his own heart was somebody very special to God. Fathers, I want you to say to yourself, to the hearing of the whole church, I am special before God. Thank God for that. Mothers, on your own day, you will also be special to God. In the name of Jesus. This special man to God, a man after my heart, I will expect will be a man who will thoroughly obey God. who will thoroughly live for God, who will thoroughly serve God, who will thoroughly do the will of God. A man after the heart of God. You men, you fathers, including me, plus including my brothers here, are people after God, to do the will of God. The question today is, do you actually do the will of God? That is the question. The drama was presented. The father was to have been a man after the heart of God, to do the will of God, to rule his family after the will of God. Did he actually do this? And when you look at this matter, all of us in the church are included in the errors of David. And the first time when we begin to know Jesus, when we come to know him, we become excited. We attend every meeting, someone to help us know God. Every follow-up we go to, every church service we attend. Watch, in the process of time, do we continue like that? In the process of time, what you see is that the excitement makes us do the extraordinary. Matter of Christian faith, we are there. Matter of Christian service, we are there. Matter of Christian living, we are there. But in the process of time, we see we begin to shrink from some of our responsibilities. The eagerness will disappear. The faith will begin to dwindle. The zeal will go down. A man after the heart of God. All of us in the Christian church, at the time of our first conversion, we are men and women after the heart of God. But in the process of time, as time begins to advance, we find ourselves slacking. We find ourselves going down. We find ourselves no longer moving along with God. We begin to move along with ourselves. And when that has set in, something has come to shake our faith away from the original stand. This is what we find in the church. In the church of God. In the lives of people as they live. Let me tell you something. When we see the scripture say, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Matthew 5, verse 48. At first we're excited. God demands perfection from me. But in the process of time, we see we are no longer adhering to that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. The scripture says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained." Created in good works. We are his workmanship. Every child of God is God's workmanship. Every child of God is God's workmanship. Some of you here are in the business of advertising, sales business, God's workmanship, and I want to draw my example, illustration from there. If you are in the business of dressmaking, you will find a showcase which you use in advertising your work. You put in that showcase the very best, so that whoever comes to your shop will be attracted to buy from you. Anybody will enter there and look around. Some go for window shopping. Look around, eventually they buy nothing and go away. That's window shopping. But those who actually purchase see this face showcased for you to examine. And when you are attracted to it, you offer the price. Praise the Lord. Every Christian is God's workmanship. Every Christian. By being a Christian, I mean those who are truly born again. I don't mean those who go to church. Those who have truly given their lives over to Jesus. You are God's workmanship. You are a man created after the will of God to show the people who God is like. You are somebody very special to God. But examine your heart. Your theme for the past 6 months is holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. And I have come this morning, God has brought me here to help us examine ourselves. Are we still where we were when God first brought us to Himself? Examine yourself. Those things you have begun to enjoy doing, are you still enjoying them, doing them? Are you still after God's heart in calling upon Him in prayer, as we saw in this family here? Are you still doing what God has instructed you to be doing? Or have you chosen to go your own way? Examine yourself this morning. Mother kneeling on our church here. Jochano, where you know? Examine yourself, But because of business, because of your academic work, students, because of the affairs of the world, attractions of the world, you begin to mellow down. You begin to dilute your enthusiasm. You are no more the man after the heart of God. You become somebody else. David was the greatest human king under God. But because of the several warfare he engaged in, God did not choose him to rebuild the temple at Jerusalem. Instead, he chose another person. When we continue as people after the man of God, after the heart of God, the lofty plans which God has for us will continue to manifest until all of them are executed. Amen. Church, are you asleep? I don't like people sleeping. Every Christian has God's plan for him or for her. regardless of the business you are engaged in, God's plan for you will be manifested if you remain faithful to Him. If you remain as you were when He called you, if you remain to move on with the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord will continue to be your strength every day. But when we depart from the will of God, the joy of the Lord will begin to decline until, unfortunately, we may no more have attraction for the church. May that not happen to us today. In the name of Jesus. May that not happen to this church. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, brethren. David was a man after the heart of God. We find his fellowship with God begin to be diluted by the affairs of the world, by marrying women, and went to the extent of snatching another man's wife. He already had many, and he added to his number the wife of Uriah. In response, we find him becoming so sorrowful that he composed Psalm 51 and Psalm 32. Psalm 51 and Psalm 32 to show his penitence. He was very sorry and cried out and said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Some of us are like that here. Examine yourself. Omuwoke, let me tell you the truth. God has made you the head of the family. Are you playing your role as the head of your family? A family that does not pray has already taken itself away from God. A family that does not pray together. And this is where our downfall begins. We lose interest in prayer. We lose interest in reading the scriptures. We lose interest in hearing God speak to us. We lose interest in having fellowship with one another. All over the churches where I have ministered, I have found that the women are more in number than the men. True or false? Very true. Why? Because men are easily dragged out by the desires of their heart to think themselves no more suitable, no more finding joy in the Lord. It's abolished. The joy of the Lord is gone. Reason, you leave for work very early, you come back home very early, very late. You leave away, go to office very early, you come back from office very late. No fellowship with your family. Your children look up to you for the payment, regular payment of their school fees and other provisions they need. But sometimes you use their school fees, the money for their school fees, to play pools for gangsterism and you forget your family responsibility. You use the money for rent to do other things, and at the end of the time, your landlord will sack the whole family away. You leave your wife in the house and go out after other women. If these things are in your life, this is the beginning of your downfall. You change cars as if you're changing clothes. You spend your money buying beautiful dresses, forgetting that you have wife and children in the house. Some of you here who are Christians spend their money to buy cigarettes and smoke and smoke and smoke. Or you go about drinking, 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 drinking. And you forget yourself. You forget what God has made you to be, a man after his heart. David had such a faith that he was able to kill Goliath. David was a warrior, was able to kill Goliath. But a time came when that faith was no more in him. Is your faith still what it was? I want to ask you. Okukwegi okadinebono nambwe batranime Jesus. Omwego ihe napurugi okukwe. Nambwogi nzuko ihe banyere Jesus. Ihe akanisi. Biko mwujem jeno chitanyam. At the end of time, every man, every woman will give account of himself or herself. Every priest, every bishop, every pope. I have read accounts of people who came back to life after dying. 3 days, 6 days. One of the truths they say is that those who go to hell, this account is constant in their testimonies, those who go to hell are carried in trucks into hell. But those who go to heaven are very few. You know, when I read this account, I become afraid myself. I become afraid. Will I be among those who go in lorry loads into hell? Or will I be among the few who go into heaven in trickles? I'm about to stop, because I believe the message of God for today has been passed on, both by the prophecy, both by the drama. The message of God has been passed on this morning. Onye nwere ntị ịnụ ihe ya megide. Onye nwere ntị ịnụ ihe ya nụ. God has not given us ears to decorate us, make us beautiful. No. God has given us ears that we may hear, especially the gospel, the good news, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and I am the chief of sinners. Everybody, please stand up. soso bi kunwa soso mona hwa degege bebu ngoke mebu ngwanyi bebu ngwata kreme bokenye. Please stand up where you are unless you're sick. In fact, while the prayers were going on, I saw somebody being carried down from a place like the balcony, coming into the church to be prayed for. Somebody was sick, and we will do that before we close. But right now, sing this chorus sincerely. The hymn we sang when I was a young man, Trust and Obey, was a hymn that touched me. For more than 20 years, I was a choir director, music director. But at the time, I was thinking of getting married. I was attracted to a young lady. And God was telling me, this is not the person for your choice. I rejected the voice of God and refused for at least 6 months, stopped the choir from singing Trust and Obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The choir stopped it because each time we sang it, it was pricking my heart until I turned back and did to do what God wanted me to do. Then I got my freedom again. Examine yourself. Is there something you are doing which God wants you to stop? No matter how far you have gone into doing it. No matter how far you have gone, you are a man after God's heart. And God wants you. God wants to stay with you joyfully. He doesn't want to exclude you from His fellowship. God wants to enjoy you, your company, your fellowship. He wants to direct your life. Jigidem onyekwem Jesus Jigidem Jigidebo Jigidem onyekwem Jesus Jigidem Jigidebo Osadi Kanda following God is that He has prepared a victory for you. You don't need to struggle for victory in the Lord. He has prepared one for you. The only way to get it there is to yield to Him. That's why the scripture says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these will be added unto you. All, no exception. Seek first yielding to Jesus Christ is our number one priority. If you have deviated from the path of righteousness, come back now. Come back, come back, come back, come back! And you will be among those to receive the well done of God. Well done. Thou faithful, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. We may begin very well, and in the process of time, we fall off. Come back. Come back. God will receive you again. Come back. Don't stay after the Lord, outside of the Lord any longer. Do not. You want to come back to Jesus. That's what somebody was telling me 2 weeks ago. Namunyariana church. You are not yet a Christian. Namunyariana church. Let me tell you, if that is your conception of what being a Christian is, you are not yet a Christian. Until you give your life over to Jesus, you have fallen off from grace. Come back. Restore your peace and fellowship with the Lord. Today, I call you back to repentance. Give your life back to Jesus, and it will be well with you. Give your life back to Jesus. It will be well with you. Give your life back to Jesus. Your fortunes will be restored. Give your life back to Jesus. The blessings will come back. I am your brother. I am your servant. You are in these categories that I have listed. They may be incomplete, but God has spoken to you today to return to Him. Mewoke, mewowany, mebokenye, mebowatakre. And you are in this group. Please come out here. Please come out here. Ekwenaka ihere mege. Reject shame and come to declare for Jesus once again. Come back. Come back to Jesus Christ, and it will be well with you. You have forsaken your wife and are pursuing after other women. And because of this, your love for your wife has grown dim. Repent today and come back to the Lord. I'll say this one more time and then we'll pray. God of mercy, restore us to life in you. Restore us to faith in you. Restore us to rightful relationship with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Chineke biko, that man being carried down from the balcony into the body of the church for prayers. I want to cover every member of this church present today. I want to cover everybody. As we travel often and on, for business, for leisure, students going home and coming back to get money from parents. God, keep us safe. Protect us with the blood of Jesus. cover us that we remain in safety. We will not be struck by sickness or disease. Father, protect us, our going out and our coming in, from this day on until Jesus comes. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Something is wrong today. This church, I love you so much, but your response to Jesus needs improvement. Help us, God, to be where we ought to be and to do what we ought to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.